The shortage of baby formula continues. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Parents are finding no relief as they face this baby formula shortage. Fox's Grady Trimble reports from a formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan.
No word on when one of the country's top formula makers, Abbott, could restart production at its Sturgis, Michigan plant. Even after it does, it could take up to 2 months before that product hits shelves. The factory's been shuttered since Abbott issued a voluntary recall in mid-February. Four kids using Abbott's formula got sick. Two of them died. The company now says, after a thorough review of all available data, there's no evidence to link our formulas to these infant illnesses. But even before February, formula shortages were cropping up. Now, nationwide, the supply of baby formula is 43% below normal.
Abbott says it's flying in product from Europe to make up for the factory shutdown, while the White House says other companies are working to ramp up production. Officials in Laguna Niguel Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres, destroying 20 homes and damaging 11 more. Captain Virgil Asuncion, the chief of police services in Laguna Niguel, says about 900 residents have been evacuated.
We have received more than 1,250 calls to our hotline. Most are asking about when they could go home. It is vital that it is safe to repopulate for the residents and for our fire personnel that is fighting the fire out there.
Asuncion says evacuation orders are still in place. 550 fire crew members worked to put out the fire, which is at 15% containment. Two firefighters were injured and been released from the hospital. Stocks falling slightly on Thursday. The S&P 500 heading for its sixth consecutive weekly decline. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Cops in Texas are looking for a dangerous inmate who made a daring escape.
The manhunt is on in Texas for 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez, who's serving a life sentence on a murder conviction from 2006. Prison records show that Lopez had recently been held at lockup in Gatesville, but was able to escape from a transport bus and even stabbed a guard before he got away. The Leon County Sheriff's Office says Lopez was wearing an all-white Texas Department of Corrections uniform. They're searching an area around Highway 7, and also that if you see this guy, do not approach him. Instead, call 911. John Saucier, Fox News.
Scientists announce one small step for the possibility of colonizing the moon. Fox's Tom Graham explains.
For the first time, scientists have grown plants in the soil from the moon. The lunar dirt was collected by NASA Apollo astronauts decades ago. Researchers had no idea if anything would sprout in the harsh moon soil. They were trying to see if they could grow food. The downside was that due to the coarseness of the dirt and other properties, the small flowering weeds were stressed. Most of the moon plants ended up stunted. Results were published in the scientific journal Communications Biology. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The U.S. passing a grim milestone Thursday. 1 million American deaths due to COVID-19. Late on Thursday afternoon, a small number of congressional representatives, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, gathered on the steps of the Capitol for a short prayer service to mark the passings. President Biden earlier on Thursday releasing a statement reading in part that, quote, "We must remain vigilant against this pandemic and do everything we can to save as many lives as possible." A Vegas strip resort surprising 5,400 employees with $5,000 bonuses. Every employee of the Cosmopolitan getting the bonus. It's all being done to show appreciation for their work during the COVID pandemic. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.